Oh my God, babe. You don't just sneak up on me like that. You scared me. I was about to go all kung fu on you. Why didn't you turn on the lights? That's so creepy. I still think it's. Why are you hiding your face? What, you think I don't see you? Trying to hide something on your face. Babe, hey. Look at me. Why won't you look at me? Come on. Move your hand away. Babe, move your hand. I'm serious. Because I want to see you. Turn around. Oh my God. What happened to you? Your face is all beat up. You're bleeding. Babe. Hey. Why do you just look at me? What happened? No, obviously something happened. Why didn't you call me? I could have came to help or called the cops or something. It doesn't matter. You still should have told me to at least come pick you up. How did you drive in this state? Okay, it doesn't matter. Just wait here for me. I'm gonna get you an ice pack. Press that on your cheek. Like that. Ah, yeah, just leave it on there. Don't move it. I'll give you something to clean it up after. Just tell me what the hell happened. What? No. That's not what happened. You're lying. You are. You're lying. Come on, babe. We've been together for so long. Do you really think I wouldn't be able to tell when you're lying to me? It's something else. Something you're not telling me. I'm your girlfriend. I thought you'd trust me with this stuff. Well, obviously you don't. Since you are lying to my face. You are, babe. You are lying. There's something you're not telling me. Look, I can tell pretty damn well when you're lying to me or when you're not telling me something. So, are you gonna confess or am I gonna have to walk out that door? Because I will. That's it. You got into it at work with somebody. Why wouldn't you tell me about that? You're embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. No. I mean, you did try to fight back, right? Yeah, I thought so. So, he's been bothering you at work for a while? Why wouldn't you tell me about this? I mean, that explains the past couple nights when you've been coming home angrier than usual and a little more gloomy. I can tell there's something on your mind that you're not telling me. I can sense it. Because it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're here now. I'm just so glad that he didn't hurt you even worse than this. You could have been badly injured, babe. God, I don't even want to imagine it. Why don't you tell your manager or your boss? Your boss loves you. I'm sure he'll do something about it. He can fire him. Babe, this is assault. What caused him to do that in the first place? Well, he's a dick, isn't he? I mean, obviously he's a dick. He did this to you. He's not going to get away with it, I can tell you that much. Oh, don't worry, I can handle it. And I will. I'll do something about it. But for right now, I'm just happy that you're okay and in one piece and with me. No, I know you're not lying to me now. I can feel it. Are you? You're in pain. I can tell. Here. Give me your hand. Just give me your hand, will you? I can take away some of your pain. And give it to myself. I know. Sounds crazy. I sound like a lunatic right now. But babe, there's something about me that you don't know. And I've been going over it in my head how I'm gonna tell you and how I'm gonna reveal this big secret of mine. Which I think you're probably not going to believe. But I can't sit here and lecture you about lying when there's obviously something about me that you don't know. And it's quite a big thing. So the reason that I can tell when you're lying and when you're being truthful, and the reason I can feel your pain and what you're feeling is because I'm a mind reader. It means that you know what that means, right? Obviously, I can read your mind, and I can read everyone else's mind too. I don't know why or how, but it's been something I've been able to do ever since I was a little girl. And it's weird. It's really, really weird. I mean, I've been trying to fight it back, make sure that I don't let the emotions and thoughts get to me, but it's hard, and I can literally feel everything you're feeling. Sometimes it gets too much, which is why I disappear a lot and you wonder where I am. I don't know how to get rid of it. And I know, it sounds insane, but it's the truth. I mean, right now, I can feel everything you're feeling, and I can feel that you are confused and shocked, and you're not believing me. But I promise, I'm not lying. For so long now, I can tell what you're feeling, and I feel really freaking bad because I feel like it gives me an advantage that you need to be aware of. And I didn't want to lose you. I didn't want you to think that I'm some crazy girl who you can't be with because I can read your mind. No, there's a lot of things I actually can't read. I can't always tell what you're thinking. But I can tell when you're lying. And when you're feeling hurt, sad, happy. And in pain, like right now. And the reason I've been gifted with this, or cursed, I guess, I don't know, is because my mom made a deal with some crazy lady when I was young. I'm not going to tell you what the deal was, but part of it was to give me this ability. She said it would help me in the real world, and I don't know who that lady is. I haven't even met her yet. and I've been trying to look for her. But nowhere to be found. I don't know why she would choose me, or how she did it, or who she is. Sometimes I don't even feel like I'm human. I know there's something more to it, babe. And I want to figure that out. But I can't if I'm not being truthful and honest with you. And I completely understand if you don't want to be with me anymore, and if you think I'm some crazy person. But I'm hoping you don't think that. Because you and I have been together for so long. I know I should have told you before. But how? Tell me, how can I say something like this to you? How do I go about it? You're not saying anything. But I can tell that you want to say a lot of things. Do you want me to leave you alone? No? What? You still think I'm the same person? So you don't care? You don't think I'm crazy? You're literally the only person I told about this. Other than my parents, no one else knows. And they've tried to keep it a secret from everyone, which I think they did a good job with. And they told me not to ever tell anybody, but I trust you. I can't do life without you. And it's something you need to know moving forward. I don't think it's fair if you didn't know. I love you. Like, a lot. I can't believe you're okay with this. I think that makes you a little crazier than me. But it's fine. Two crazy people in love. We make the perfect match. Yeah, I know you are. I can feel it, remember? How do you feel knowing that you can never lie to your girlfriend? No, I just hope this doesn't change anything between us. I promise I will be honest and truthful with you, and I will tell you everything from now on. Especially when I can read your mind. Not fully, but somewhat. Alright, well, I need you to close your eyes. Babe, don't worry, it'll be fine. I'm barely gonna feel anything. I just want to take the pain away, and I want you to be okay. And we need to get through this together, because I never want to see you get hurt again. Or come home literally beat up like this, ever. Okay? How am I gonna take him down? Babe, your girlfriend's literally a mind reader. I can freak him out a little bit. Nah, don't worry. He'll leave you alone, I promise. Just wish you would've told me earlier. Well, babe, I told you, I can sense your emotions, but I can't sense what you're thinking. I mean, when you'd come home mad and angry, I can feel that, but I wouldn't know why. Which is something I trust you with, right? You're gonna tell me from now on? I hope so. Because I just told you my biggest secret ever. And I trust that you're gonna hold on to it forever. No matter what happens, right? I know. I believe you. Alright, now let's take your pain away. Make you feel a little better. And then we can clean up your wound. And pretend we never had this conversation, okay? I never told you about any of this. You don't know anything about me. That's right. You're the best. I really am the luckiest girl alive. Ever. Let's do this.